Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics column based in London. He also is helping me to understand the difference between a fixed mortgage and an adjustable mortgage in the world of mortgages in the United Kingdom. I come to this headline in these last hours to see if I understand. This is Reuters. UK 2-year mortgage rates top 6%. Adding to housing strains. The explanation is that British lenders have raised interest rates sharply in recent weeks as stubbornly high inflation has pushed up expectations among investors for where the Bank of England rates will peak. All right, that sounds familiar, central bank rate guessing ahead. But I'm unfamiliar with a 2-year mortgage. Please explain, Joe. You do this each time to me, and I don't take notes carefully enough.
I think the best way for American listeners to understand the UK mortgage crisis, really is what we need to call it, is to think of British households having variable rate mortgages, but with a ratchet effect. So in the US, you borrow a 30-year mortgage and your interest rate is fixed for the entire length of the loan. So for as long as you have it, your monthly payment will be the same. Whereas in the UK, you'll spread your principal repayment out over 30 years. But in terms of the interest rate that you pay, you might only fix that for 2 or 5 years at a time. And then basically it becomes variable at the end of that because you refinance onto another 2 or 5 year fixed deal at the prevailing interest rate. So the reason that there's a crisis in the UK mortgage market right now is that anyone who refinanced their mortgage in recent years when the interest rates were historically low, and particularly if they did so over the 2-3 years ago, when rates for the 2-year fixed period were as low as 1.5%, now that period is coming to an end. The ratchet is going to kick in and they're going to have to refinance at whatever the prevailing rates are, which are nearer to 5.5 or 6% right now. And so that means that your monthly payment skyrockets. It's not unusual to have people adding hundreds or even $1,000 or more to the monthly payment because of the change in the interest rates. And it's especially acute in places like London, where the property prices are much higher than the rest of the country. So people have had to take out bigger mortgages. And it's also going to be a real whammy for first-time home buyers who only just got on the property ladder a couple of years ago and might be refinancing for the first time now, because their household budgets often already were very stretched with the mortgage payments they were making before. And they are not going to be ready to absorb the hit of these higher interest rates now.
I want to see if this connects to another story. This is from the London Times. It sounds the same, although it doesn't say housing. The government's 2-year borrowing costs have risen above 5% for the first time in 15 years, amid mounting expectations that the Bank of England will lift interest rates again this week as it battles to contain inflation. Is that the driver for these mortgages, adjustments, and residence that the central bank is raising rates?
Yes, it absolutely is what's going on. And you've seen mortgage rates for these refinancing deals increasing steeply, even just over the past week, as new economic data suggested that the Bank of England is going to raise rates continuing later into the year. Because, of course, the banks don't want to get themselves locked into an offer for the next 2 years that will be uneconomical for them based on where the central bank's policy rate is likely to end up. Now, the 2-year borrowing cost for the government is an important benchmark here, because remember, when that rate went up last autumn as a response to then Prime Minister Liz Truss's tax cut plan, it triggered a lot of problems in the financial system, because that's what one of several government borrowing benchmark rates in the British economy. And it turned out that the financial system was not ready for that. And so we're starting to get into territory where, again, we will start have to wondering, is everyone in the financial system actually ready for rates to be coming up?
I read routinely now scare headlines about people losing their flat or their apartment or their house in the country. And that we can get accustomed to. Is that what's ahead of us, Joe? But these rates rising mean this, that people will stop their payments.
I think it has the potential to become an enormous problem. It's not going to be universal, because a lot of it is going to depend on how long you have owned your homes or how much equity you have in it, how much principal you have to refinance, and that affects what your monthly payment is. But I think that particularly because this dynamic is also going to cause property prices to fall, you are going to have a cohort of people, especially first-time buyers, who only just got onto the property ladder for the first time in the past few years, probably did so with very low down payment mortgages. They might only have made a 5% down payment. So if the property prices go down any more than that, they're going to be in negative equity, which is going to make it even harder for them to refinance. And if their household finances were stretched by the mortgage payments they were making before, it is going to create a real hardship for people that will have serious negative effects for the households involved. And you feel terrible for people who will be stuck in that situation. And it'll also have big impacts on the rest of the economy.
We have 30 seconds. Do you believe that the grocery inflation has slowed to the lowest rate of the year at 16.5%? Do you see that at the markets? 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, 16 point whatever percent is still extraordinarily high inflation if you're trying to feed a family every week. And anecdotally, I think that the notion that food inflation is slowing seems very optimistic based on what you see when you actually set foot in a supermarket. So far from out of the woods over here.
UK with a new king, mortgages are in trouble, food is more expensive each week. Or maybe not as expensive as it could be. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board, he's in London. We're going to China. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.